Firstly, I suppose, Eamon, Dunamana are the champions. They won the double for the second year in a row in 2017, and by all accounts, they have to start as the hot favourites for 2018.
Without a shadow of a doubt, whoever finishes in front of them will win the league and the cup. They're a very, very good side. That's been proved. They've dominated North West cricket for a number of years. And really, with the side they've put together again this season, anybody that comes up against them and for a tough battle.
Yeah, what kind of side have they put together then for the new season, Eamon?
Well, they have a new professional this year. Oisin, they brought on a new fella called Malice Corkery. I think he's a South African. And Graham Boyd, who formerly played for them but went to Bonds Glen for a couple of years, he's returned. He's strengthened the middle order. Otherwise, it's the same side as they had last year. So they haven't lost anybody, which makes them a formidable outfit.
Who's going to challenge them then?
Well, Brigade's the obvious standout one. They have more or less the same side again as last year. Although if they care who Shane has returned, he left them last year and was up to play for Muckamore, but he's returned this year to play for them, so he'll help. And they've brought in a young 16-year-old Kyle McGee from Bonds Glen, who's a promising young cricketer. Whether he's ready for the step up is another matter. But they have a strong side. They'll be the challengers. Korean, now there's a side who got so close the last couple of years, but they have gone down the youth setup this year, Oisin. They have got rid of a number of big players for them in the past. Gordon and David Cook have left to join Glendermot. Steve Lazars has gone to Ardmore. Their pro is back, Graham Hume, but they're eyeing very much in youth. Skipper Scott Campbell has got a good lot of young players coming through, but I don't think they're strong enough to make a serious challenge this year. Moving on from that, Brady, now there's a side who have threatened over the last number of years, but sometimes they don't play to their true professional. Davey Scanlon, skipper again, and another new, no, sorry, a pro returning this year, Irish Samarthy, he's back again. He know more about it this year, although he had a decent season last year. And another side I think could be up there is Eglinton. Stuart Thompson, captain in there. They've got a new pro, Mike Erlock, and Adam McDade has joined them from Drummond. He formerly played for Lama Valley and Brigade. So I think they'll be up there challenged, but you can't look really above the top two, Brigade and Dunamana.
That's sort of like the top contenders there, Eamon, but you're going to have sort of the middle order and the sides at the bottom. One side that'll be looking to perform well, I suppose, is the newly promoted Strabane. They need to be in top flight cricket in the Northwest.
They do indeed. I mean, they were badly missed last year, but they were only down for the one season. So they have returned. Tommy Barr's their skipper this year. At the moment, they're having a problem getting a pro. From what I can gather, they've got a Sri Lankan bowler, but this paperwork still hasn't come through up to the weekend there. So they need that to get through. They definitely need a professional. They've lost young Kevin Pretorius, a young South African that played for them the last couple of years. He's left now. So they need to make an impact this year. But it's basically the same side, and I think they might still struggle a bit this year again.
And there will, of course, be sides like Ardmore and a few other around them who's going to be battling it out at the bottom half of the table there.
Yeah, Ardmore introducing a new pro, Grant McKenna, a skipper by Gary Neal. Decker Curry, of course, still playing there. David Anthony has joined them as well. So Ardmore threatened a few times games last year, but in the end up, they were lucky enough to avoid a playoff. So they'll be looking to improve this year. And then we go down to the bottom. Fox Lodge won a playoff last year to stay in the top division. Probably going to be a bit of a struggle. Basically the same side, although they have brought in a couple of young players from Sion Mills. How that's going to affect Sion Mills is another matter. Brian Allen, skipper again this year, and their pro-returning Sibo Tashiki. But Fox Lodge, I think them and Strabane to me look the two that might find it difficult at the bottom of the table.
Yeah. Cup-wise, of course, Dunamana were successful this year as well, but maybe moving away from the local cups and the provincial cups, it's been a while since we've seen a big challenge from a North West side involved in the Irish Senior Cup or even in the National Cup, Eamon. Is 2018 maybe the year that's going to happen?
Well, it's well overdue, as you say, Oisin. We haven't had a side got near the semi-finals for a while now, and they really have to be getting up there to pick themselves a force in Irish cricket, because that's the big one, obviously. The National Cup, similarly, the division teams would need to improve in that. But we just seem to struggle when they come up, especially against the Leinster side. They're just so strong that it's very difficult to beat them. But we live in hope. Hopefully this season we might see one of them coming through and maybe reaching a final.
Yeah. On to the interprovincial situation, the Northwest Warriors. What lies ahead for them? I know that there was talk of training taking place during the winter. Is their squad strong enough to maybe take on the rest of the provincial sides around the country and maybe won something this year, Eamon?
Well, they improved last season, certainly. They probably overtook the NCU in some of the competitions. But Leinster's the side again, as usual. But the North West Warriors, from what I gather, they're struggling a little bit for the winter training. They weren't getting the numbers that were invited. So that has to be a little bit of a worry. I think possibly one of the reasons might be there were contracts offered. Obviously, the Irish internationals are in full-time contracts. And we've got Andy McBrain, Craig Young, and Stuart Thompson all in full-time contracts. So they're obviously going to be playing all the time. But there was 8 other contracts issued for players, not quite as big a money as those others that you mentioned, but no North West player was included in that. So that has probably left them a bit deflated. And well, that's what they do with them not turning up for the North West Warriors. Indoor practice during the winter, I don't know. But it's probably got a little bit to do with they'd be disappointed that not at least one of them was got a contract.
And I suppose, Eamon, in saying that then, is the situation with representing the province not held as high as what it used to be?
Well, North West have struggled because simply because fellas are working, actually. And the problem is they get so much allowance if they're 6-3 days off their work to go and play in Dublin or Cork or wherever. But it really wouldn't equate to a day's wages. So some of them just don't make themselves available. Somebody can't afford it. So it's not the great honour that it used to be. Some of them are still very keen. I mean, Davy Scallon, boys like that, they would take time off their work to play anywhere. But they can't get them all available, as I say. The problem is, it's money-orientated. And if they're not getting enough money to cover their day's wages, well, they simply will just go to work and forget about the North West.
Moving on to the international scene, and of course, it's a big year for Ireland. They're going to play their first ever test match, the inaugural test match against Pakistan in 2018. Malahide's going to be the venue for this one, Eamon, but from a North West point of view, you've got the likes of Andy McBrain and Craig Young in and amongst the Ireland squad at the moment, and for guys to feature from the North West would be a huge boost for the region, particularly when Ireland go playing test cricket.
Be fantastic if the North West can get at least one of those two that you mentioned on the side to play Pakistan. It's a massive coup for Irish cricket to be awarded test status and a big difficult one against Pakistan, but it's all about the occasion. Put up a good show is the main thing. It is a 5-day test. You don't want it ending in 2 or 3 days and then getting a real beating. But hopefully Andy McBrain, he figured in the World Cup qualifiers just finished there in Zimbabwe, and possibly Craig Young can get it, push himself onto that side. But as you say, it'd be a brilliant boost for North West cricket if we could get one or both under that Irish side for that test.
Yeah, of course, and obviously to have them as well, Eamon, playing in a match which may take place this year in the North West. We could see Ireland coming to this region to play a couple of games, not a test level, but maybe T20 or something like that.
Yeah, it's looking good for Brady to get a couple of T20 games later in the season, and that'll be a big boost for not only Brady, but for the North West. And I think it might very well be Sri Lanka or Afghanistan will be providing the opposition. Either one would be a tough ask. But to get representative cricket at that level back in the North West would be a big boost for the whole region.
Okay, finally then, Eamon, time to put your neck out. Time to put it on the block. Who's going to win the league, the Premier League in cricket in the North West in 2018, and who's going to be the big cup winner?
Well, Oisin, what can I say? I've picked them this last 2 years, and why change if it's not broken? Dunamana's a side again, going for the double for the third year in a trot. Why not? I can't see them not doing it.